You're listening to KRFC Fort Collins. Thanks for joining us. Welcome to Community at Work, a weekly program spotlighting the issues that affect our communities by providing a closer look at the public agencies that serve you. This program rotates weekly between Larimer County, the Health District of Northern Larimer County, and the City of Fort Collins. Tonight it's the Health District's turn, and I'm Julie Eslick, Communications Specialist for the Health District. On this edition of Community at Work, I talk with Mary Beth Regali-Euler, Clinical Child and Adolescent Psychologist with the Child, Adolescent, and Young Adult Connections Team, or CIAC, which is a partnership of the Health District of Northern Larimer County, Summitstone Health Partners, Poudre School District, and other community partners. Their goal is the early identification and treatment of mental health and substance use disorders that affect children and families. Welcome, Mary Beth. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with an overview of the CIAC team. Can you tell us when this team was created and why there was a need for it in the community?
Sure. So around 2009, there was a work group in the community called the Early Identification, Early Intervention Work Group. And it was comprised of stakeholders in the community, physicians, teachers, mental health providers, school officials who got together to discuss what are the needs of the children in our community today. And something that came up was mental health services for children in Fort Collins and Larimer County in general is not sufficient. We really are seeing a huge explosion in population and also a large need in our children and adolescents. So this work group said this is something that the community has a need for. Well, the Health District of Northern Larimer County is always looking for ways to serve the community. And so they developed a grant proposal to put this plan in action, and so came to be the CIAC program. And so the CIAC program really is all about bridging the gap for families and children. So we have a pretty good community service for families who need maybe weekly therapy, and the families feel like they can find the provider that they need. And then on the other end of the spectrum, there are families whose children have really high needs and maybe are in crisis and they need to be in an inpatient hospital. And those needs are being met for the most part. But there are those families in the middle that those needs are falling through the cracks. So either those are kids who've maybe tried multiple different therapists, different medications, and still are not improving. Or maybe a family who's never been in to see a mental health provider and doesn't know where to start and don't really know what the needs of their child are. And so that's where CIAC comes in.
And who works on the team? Who are the team members?
Sure. So it's a multidisciplinary team. We have a fantastic combination of multidisciplinary folks. We have our mental health specialists, which are master's level clinicians. We have care coordinators who assist with getting people connected to providers in the community. We have a psychiatry team that is comprised of two child and adolescent psychiatrists and a psychiatric nurse practitioner. I'm the child and adolescent psychologist on the team. And we also have a school liaison who's actually a Poudre School District employee who is the liaison for students who are coming from Poudre School District to our program and from people who we have at our program and need to have school support.
And what is the age range for the CIAC services? We talk about kids and adolescents and young adults, but what is that age range that we're mm-hmm. talking about?
So our grant is actually for 0 to 24, which is a very large span. We typically see children ages 4 and up. If you're over age 18, we typically look at, are you what we call launched? Are you someone who has moved out of the house? Do you have a job? Are you independent? So if you look at a person who maybe is 22 and has two kids and is married and has a house, they probably are not going to be appropriate for a child and adolescent-focused program. We could definitely connect them to our adult program through mental health connections. However, if you're 22 and you're living at home and having a lot of difficulty being able to reach your goals and perhaps you're not feeling the best that you can and you're not able to function like you want to be, you'd be perfect for our program.
Or maybe a student that hasn't yet graduated from college or has been, trying to get, like you said, to those educational goals and kind of had issues.
Exactly.
Dealing with at home. And what types of services do you provide?
So there's a whole spectrum of services that CAIAC provides depending on the needs of the family and of the individual. So at the most basic level, we are always available to provide information and referrals for services. So oftentimes when somebody decides that they want to seek services in the community with therapy or they want a therapist for their child, they can be bombarded with the amount of options that there are. And it can be difficult to sort out, well, who takes my insurance and who is actually a good therapist in the community that will be a good fit for my child. And so we can provide a little bit of that direction for you by giving you really focused referrals. So we know who takes your insurance. We know who does good work. We know who's currently open and available to take new clients so that you don't have to have that frustration of constantly calling and not being able to get an appointment.
Right.
Because when you decide you're ready for help, you want it now, and that's great. So we definitely do those referrals, but we also have people come in occasionally to do intake appointments, which is completely free, and that's where we do a brief assessment of needs. So we have a parent and or their child come in, and we talk about what's been going on for them and try to figure out what are the best treatment modalities for that family. Would it be helpful for them to have therapy? Would it be helpful for them to have a psychiatry evaluation or psychological testing? Maybe they need some assistance in the schools. And so at that point, we decide, will I need to have services within CAIAC, or can we connect them to outside providers in the community for those services?
And do you provide, because I know that substance use is something else that sometimes kids or families may come to you if they're not clear on, is this anxiety, is this ADHD, is this maybe my child is doing something I'm not aware of misusing substances. Do you also do those referrals out to resources in the community that might be able to address, you know, substance use and...
Yes, definitely. And that's something that we're really seeing a lot more of in our community. And we can assess for that as a need and make sure that people get connected to the services that are most appropriate. So in terms of direct service that we provide, we do have psychiatry that we would bridge, fill the gap. And we also have psychological testing. But truly, for most direct services, we call it, we're referring to those community partners.
And so it sounds like you're telling me that CAIAC doesn't offer crisis services. So if somebody's in a true crisis, if they're worried about their child's going to hurt themselves or somebody else or something like that, is that something that doesn't sound like that's something that CAIAC provides?
Correct. So we are by appointment only in terms of our in-person, and we also take phone calls during normal business hours, Monday through Friday. However, if your child is in crisis, we recommend going to the Summit Stone Crisis Center that's off of Riverside or going to the emergency department.
Okay. And can anyone in Larimer County receive services through CAIAC, or how does that work?
Yes, anyone in Larimer County.
And you mentioned that you do have some free appointments. Does it cost to do any all this? Are all the services free, or do I need to have insurance to cover some of those costs? Does
that work? That's a great question. So that initial appointment, that intake appointment, is free, and that's where we provide that brief assessment and potentially give referrals for you. There are two direct services that we provide, which would be psychiatry and psychological testing. And if somebody is deemed appropriate for CAIAC in that they perhaps don't have access to psychiatry or psychological testing in the community, or perhaps they can get these services in a more timely manner in the community, if they're getting those services at CAIAC, there is a fee associated, but it is sliding scale, something that we really take seriously at CAIAC is we don't want to add to barriers to treatment. We want to remove barriers for families. So we definitely want to make sure that these things are affordable for folks.
And how can families get connected with CAIAC? Do they need a referral from their doctor, or can they contact you on their own? How does that work?
Yeah. So families can definitely self-refer, and they can give us a call. The other ways that we get referrals are from primary care doctors. And so we do partner with several clinics in the community. And those physicians are aware about CAIAC. And when they feel like they are seeing a child or a teen that could use some support, or they're not sure what's going on, but they need a professional to kind of put eyes on a child, that's when they refer them over to the CAIAC program. And we also partner with a select Poudre School District schools to be referring partners with them. So we might get referrals straight from schools when they find that there's a student who may have some mental health issues going on and could use some additional support.
And so just for listeners to know, if you want to learn more about the CIAC team or to make an appointment, you can call 970-221-3308 or go to healthdistrict.org /CIAC-team, and that's CAYAC-team. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to KRFC Fort Collins, and this is Community at Work. I'm your host, Julie Eslick, Communications Specialist for the Health District of Northern Larimer County. Tonight, we're talking with Mary Beth Bregali Euler, who is a clinical child and adolescent psychologist with the Child, Adolescent, and Young Adult Connections, or CIAC team. Before the break, we were discussing the creation of CIAC and how folks can access their services. Let's turn now to more details of who the team is serving and how those families are being connected to providers and resources in the community. How many clients has CIAC served so far?
Well, the response has really been amazing. I think that the need is so great in our community. We didn't even imagine how busy we could possibly be. So just in 2017 alone, we had 685 new referrals. And with each new referral, that means that we're having phone calls, we're having in-person meetings, which it ended up being almost 10,000 individual communications with families last year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, truly, I mean, things have just been exploding over at CIAC. And last month alone, we had 72 new families referred to CIAC. And again, with every one of those families, it's at least a phone call, if not several in-person appointments, and not just giving referrals, but then following up. So were you able to connect with that therapist? Was that a good fit for you? How are things going? Were you able to connect with that psychiatrist? How are things going at school? It's not just a simply, well, here's a referral and have a great life.
Yeah. Because, I know you talk about sometimes kind of the warm handoff to make sure, like you said, that things are working out with the resources in the community so that the person is actually getting the help they need. And families also can come back, right? So if things aren't working out, if something, you know, gets worse or, you know, changes or whatever, they can always come back to CIAC, right?
That's right. That's right. And that's especially important for our referring partners, is that we are a brief service. We do that assessment and referral and perhaps do testing or psychiatry, but we want to make sure that they get long-term services in the community. But if something comes up, and as mental health is, it's dynamic, it changes, they are supported by CIAC, and that will reassess and reevaluate what the needs are and go from there.
And is there, you mentioned that obviously you have a lot of families coming in each week. Is there a waiting list for any of the team services?
No, we don't have a waiting list. We do, at the time of referral, we assess the needs of the individual. And so we take into account what our timeline is in terms of services and also what is the timeline in the community. So we are often communicating with psychiatrists in the community and saying, okay, when is your next opening? So we can say, well, you know, this physician has availability in March and this person has available testing in May, and giving them plenty of options. So we don't have any waiting list per se, but we want to make sure that we're getting people connected to the service that they need in the most timely manner. And that might mean at CIAC and that might mean in the community.
And we know from recent news that substance misuse and suicide rates are a problem for youth in Larimer County and really across the country. What issues or concerns are you seeing most often?
Mm-hmm. I think we've really seen an explosion in anxiety in our children and teens. I think that just by way of technology today, the news is kind of bombards us at all times, and kids and teens have phones where they're getting bombarded with news and communication, and the anxiety that our young people are experiencing today is much different from even 15, 20 years ago. And so we're seeing that, and at a younger and younger age. And that sometimes can look like school refusal, that can look like sleep difficulties, it can look like anxiety about even just being separated from your technology. Kids and teens who have a difficult time not going to sleep at night with their cell phone or with their tablet or their laptop. So anxiety is very present in the families that we're seeing. Another issue that we've really seen a lot of lately is trauma. And I think that part of that might be that families are feeling more comfortable seeking out supports and wanting to know more about how to support their child. But oftentimes there can also be early childhood trauma that a child may seem like they are doing just fine. And then a couple years later, they start to have symptoms. And so it might almost be like a hidden trauma for a while before things start to really escalate. So we're seeing a lot of trauma as well, in addition to substance use and depression.
And what are the signs and symptoms of anxiety and ADHD in children? What should parents be watching for?
Mm-hmm. I think this is a great question because a lot of times parents feel unsure about what is quote-unquote normal behavior. Is this just... I get this question a lot. I wasn't sure. Is this just normal little boy behavior to be bouncing off the walls? Is this just normal teenage sulking? I'm not sure what to do. And so my response to those questions is often, how is that behavior getting in the way of that person's functioning? Are they able to engage at school? Are they able to learn when they go to school? Are they able to make friends and connect with peers? If the behavior is starting to impede their ability to function on a day-to-day level, that's when you start thinking, okay, this person might need some support. I may need to talk to my doctor. I may need to call Kayak to see if my child needs some additional resources. So I often say, look at what function level your child has. But in general, when we're looking at signs and symptoms, it could be nervousness, sleep difficulties is a common one, complaining about physical illnesses, my tummy hurts, or I have a headache, I don't feel good, I don't want to go to school. It might look like your child is becoming more quiet than usual. So in older teens, that might be being shut down or isolating a lot, being in the room, in their bedroom, not coming down for dinner, not wanting to interact a lot. For younger kids, it could be more frequent, what we call meltdowns, or just feeling like, wow, I don't know why you're having this meltdown. Mm-hmm. It was just like, we're having macaroni for dinner. Right. We're not having pizza. What's going on? So when children start having, or teens having reactions that seem way out of proportion from what you would expect, then there might be something else going on. It's not just about the macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, right.
it just happens to be that's the straw that broke the camel's back that day. So I think looking for those signs are a good idea.
And we talk about the early identification and early treatment. And I understand that as children's brains are still developing, obviously, it seems like it's pretty essential to address some of these issues earlier so that you don't perhaps run into problems later on as when somebody is an adult or later in life, taking care of those.
Yeah, definitely. I can't speak highly enough about getting that early intervention. I think that it can be really scary for parents to say, my child's only six and they already need therapy, and a lot of shame and guilt and blaming, which is, I hope I can take away some of that with this radio talk, is that getting support is and making sure that your child is getting the support they need, but also you're getting the support you need as a parent is so important, because oftentimes when we see children who are 10, 11, 12 or teenagers or even adults, who have mental health issues, they've been struggling for years before they actually got in to get treatment. And in those years before treatment, there's a lot of questioning of self-doubt and self-esteem that starts to plummet. So you can imagine a child that perhaps has ADHD and is in the classroom, or anxiety is in the classroom and is unable to learn effectively. And so their grades are starting to drop. And then they start to feel like, well, I'm just not smart enough. Mm-hmm. I won't be able to do these things. I'm stupid. When in reality, no, there's something that's interfering with your ability to learn, and you're a bright kid. And so by the time they are come in to see us, oftentimes they have been struggling for several years, and it's impacted their identity and their self-esteem and their motivation. So it's not only is brain development a huge part of that, but also making sure that they have a strong sense of self and identity and self-esteem.
Yeah, because I can imagine that also causing problems within the family if somebody has been struggling with this and why, and they have the low self-esteem and they're not connecting with their family the way that they might. And so as Kayak is connecting folks to community mental health resources, is there still a shortage of the pediatric psychologists and psychiatrists in Larimer County or in Fort Collins? This is something I've heard about in the past, but I don't know if that's still an issue or...
Unfortunately, it is a huge issue. We truly do not have nearly enough child psychiatrists in the community, which is part of the reason why it's so important to partner with our primary care offices, because a lot of those doctors are having to do the job of a psychiatrist because the options are not there for families in terms of kids need psychiatric medications, but there aren't the providers there to prescribe. Either because there's wait lists or the cost is prohibitive. And this is not only an issue in Larimer County and Fort Collins, but it's actually an issue nationwide. And in terms of pediatric psychologists, yes, that's also a shortage. I think that we can really find folks who are comfortable with testing children who are middle school and up, certainly high school and up. There's lots of therapists in the community, master's level clinicians, psychologists who are able, willing, and competent at working with those individuals. But the younger you get, the more difficult it is to find a provider because it really is specialized.
Mm. Right. And as a parent, I can imagine it's challenging and frustrating when your child is struggling at home or at school and you don't know why. Do you provide ways for parents and guardians to get counseling or help to cope along with their child?
Definitely. And especially when you talk about treating children and teens, really what we're talking about is treating the whole family, because the parents are your first and your best teachers in your life. And so when a child is not feeling well, they're going to look to their parent to help them through that. And it can be really difficult to parent a child who has some special need, whether it be developmental or mental health issue. And I like to say that there's lots of books out there about how to parent, and you can get 10 books on the table and each one will say a different thing. And then on top of that, if you have a child who has anxiety or ADHD, that's going to be a whole different way of parenting, perhaps, depending on your child's needs. And then with some conditions such as ADHD, it's actually critical that the parent learn some strategies to help with their child, because that parent is going to have to parent their child a little bit differently.
Yeah. And I know that Connections and Kayak have offered talks on some of these mental health issues along with the free dinner at the health district in the past. Is there a series that's coming up, any series that are coming up in the future here?
Yes, they have been really popular. We have both the child programming, which is through the Kayak program, and then we also have the adult programming, which is through the Mental Health Connections adult team. Very popular. We have topics in general such as anxiety, depression, trauma, ADHD, and we will be scheduling our child and adolescent series soon. But for right now, we actually have our adult series that's coming up starting February 28th. With the topic of eating disorders. And for the adult series, we have adults with ADHD, anxiety, couples and communication, trauma, suicide assessment. So we really have a full gamut for community members to come in and learn more about these topics and to learn strategies on how to cope.
And the just for folks to know that are listening, we advertise those series and those talks on the Health District social media channels and on our website. Listeners can follow the Health District on Facebook to see alerts about upcoming talks and how to RSVP. You can also call Kayak at 970-221-3308 for more details. And we should say that while those are free, they do require an RSVP or they prefer for RSVP just to make sure we have enough seating and food. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to KRFC Fort Collins, and this is Community at Work. I'm your host, Julie Eslick, Communication Specialist for the Health District of Northern Larimer County. Tonight, we're talking with Mary Beth Regali-Euler of the Child, Adolescent, and Young Adult Connections, or CIAC, team. And Mary Beth, we've discussed now how CIAC helps children and families to get testing, to figure out when something doesn't seem right with the child or teen, and we've reviewed how CIAC works with local providers. Let's talk a little bit about your team's work with those primary care doctors that you were saying have had to take on a little bit more of the role sometimes with fewer psychiatrists in the community. How is CIAC helping doctors to recognize some of these signs and symptoms of potential mental health or substance use issues in their younger patients?
Well, our program has really made a strong effort to do outreach with various clinics in the community. And I think that when we have gone out to talk with physicians, what we have heard is that sometimes that families come in and they only have 30 minutes with the family and they're hearing about a lot of different issues that might be going on with a child. And on top of that, making sure their physical health is where it needs to be and getting vaccinations and making sure they're ready to attend school in the fall. And so it's really challenging for physicians to do that type of assessment that truly takes in-depth conversation and going through history and discussing school and at home and social environments. And so the physicians that we've talked to have really said, you know, we just don't know where to send these families. We don't know where to send a child who we're concerned about. And in the past, maybe in the past 10 years, a physician might have their list of therapists that they would hand off to every client who says they're interested in therapy. But a lot of times, those, because it's the same list being handed out every time, those therapists are full or no longer in practice or don't take that person's insurance. And so physicians are just really happy that they can just say, here, go to CIAC. And they have our phone number, they have our pamphlets. And with a lot of our primary care doctors, we actually have a referral system where the doctors can fill out a referral form and just send it off to CIAC. And then we follow up with those families to see what they need and to see if we need to bring them in for an intake to get them the services that they need.
So that's great.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, one less thing to try to remember after your doctor's appointment. I think that really if a person is in crisis, we encourage physicians to get them connected to that service. So that would be like the Summit Stone Crisis Center or going to the emergency department if necessary. But really, there's no wrong way to make this referral. So even if a physician feels like this feels a little bit over my head or I don't have enough time to really do an adequate job of assessing for that child's needs, referring over is the most appropriate thing. And there are times when they might have a specific psychiatrist or therapist in mind that they'd like to refer to, and that's great. But like I said, it's just a lot for physicians to juggle when they don't know if they're currently taking that insurance. Are they open? Do they see children who are 8, or they only see kids who are over 12? Mm-hmm. So we really get into the details about who would be the best fit for every family member. And the other piece is that doctors can refer to CIAC to get that second opinion, to get some consultation. So that's another service our psychiatry team does, is that our psychiatrists can speak with physicians for consultation. So perhaps the doctor feels like, I feel somewhat comfortable prescribing this medication, but I have a few questions about dosage. They can set up a consultation with our psychiatry team, and they'll be able to then manage the medications with that expertise consultation.
In Colorado, that is the law, right, that their primary care doctor or a psychiatrist has to do for certain types of medications, like psychotropic drugs, things like that, that those can't be prescribed by a psychologist or by a therapist.
That's right. So, and that's a great point. I'm so glad you bring that up, because we say psychiatrist and psychologist and therapist and social worker, and all those terms can be a little bit confusing. But when we talk about a psychiatrist, That's a medical doctor who can prescribe medications. They've gone to medical school. And then a psychologist is someone who's gotten a doctorate, like a PhD, philosophy doctorate. And psychologists often can do therapy and also psychological testing. And then there's a variety of different licensed professionals, could be social workers, could be family therapists, it could be master's level counselors who can provide talk therapy is what you would call it, or family therapy.
Great. And that's all the time we have for this evening. If you want to learn more about the CIAC team or set up an appointment, call 970-221-3308 or go to helpdistrict.org/CIAC-team. You can also like the Help District's Facebook page and follow us to see alerts on upcoming free talks for parents. Thank you to Mary Beth for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Community at Work. Critter Patter is up next here on KRFC Fort Collins. Have a great night.